stop this program. The radio and the emergency news bulletin. Repeat, this is an emergency bulletin. Keep your radio turned on.
This is the One Arm Student Ministry Podcast, coming to you from Dallas, Texas. For videos, messages, and more, find us online all the time at OneArmStudios.com.
That's because you're in charge, buddy.
No, but everybody always.
When I say you're in charge, I don't mean urine. I mean you are in charge.
Every time that goes, anytime we have started that and that music comes on, I'll say start saying something. And everybody's like,
so you waited.
So I always wait now, and that was the first time.
We caught you.
Yeah. Well, we had to do something different because it's
episode 30.
Yeah.
Of Watermark Student Ministries Podcast. Today is very special because we have special guest, Todd Wagner.
Actually, I'm afraid Todd is not going to be with us.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Wait, didn't we have Todd scheduled to be here on the podcast?
Actually, we did have him scheduled. Well,
didn't we confirm? He said, yeah, I'll be there.
I think so, but it could have been confirmed a little bit ahead of 11 o'clock today again.
Oh, okay.
But I did get a yes. I'm sure with this busy schedule, things going on with the church, you know, people in need, people need to be led to Christ.
It, I don't think that's it.
Or
you
golf.
You know, I think Todd listened last week and he heard Melissa going on the rampage and didn't want to have any part of that.
Because she is woman, hear her roar, she will not be ignored.
I am not going in there into that mess.
I am not woman, hear me roar.
You'll be swell. You'll be great.
All right, so Wagner will be on next week. We wanted to celebrate. We wanted to celebrate our 30th podcast with Wagner, but he's not here. So maybe he'll be here next week.
Maybe. We'll try. We'll definitely try.
Let's ask our listening audience to begin to pray that Todd will make it.
Everyone pray. And while you're praying, I know what will help your prayers get answered. It's like a little magical fairy pixie dust is subscribe to our podcast.
Yeah, that sounds theologically sound.
Go into iTunes, subscribe, and your prayers will be answered, I promise.
Well,
I didn't say that.
Because we want to be the number one student ministry podcast. We haven't done anything funny yet.
Well, I haven't been paying attention, actually, to what you've been saying.
Bodie, last week, let me just say this. Last week was 31 minutes of fun.
I loved last week.
Where are we ranked now? Is that what you were talking about? Because I really was zoned out. Were you talking about what we're ranked now or how many listeners we had?
Yes.
We weren't talking about that, but we can, Bodie. See, our subscribers went down even more than last week. We're down to 65 now.
Yes.
But we did have 194 listens.
Oh, that's close to the 200 mark I was aiming for some shaving.
But that doesn't matter, Bodie. Listens don't matter.
No, listens do matter.
Subscribers matter.
Then how do we go up in popularity?
Does not matter. Matter.
Subscribers make us more popular.
Right, but who cares about popularity?
Bodie, I'm with you. I think listeners do matter.
It's right.
It's more important. It's like,
you know, let's try this in spiritually. It's like I can carry my Bible around, but if I'm not actually reading it or listening to God's word, it doesn't mean anything. I'm subscribed.
That's deep.
I got good the Bible.
One. You've got to have a Bible to be subscribed and to be able to be.
What?
I think we have deep yourself. Moments with Bodie. That was really deep.
David, you're still stuffed up.
Yeah, I've won that one.
It's unbelievable.
Is that Sarah Beth singing?
That sounds like you.
That does a little bit.
Sing along. Sarah Beth, sing along.
You.
I don't sing.
Oh, that sounds exactly like it.
She is so humble.
All right, well, today, let's not even go over the preview because all the previews are supposed to have Todd Wagner in it. So let's just go ahead and get into introductions. And we switched seats today, so to my right now is Ron Brown, the director of student ministry.
I'm
Bodie,
this change.
Program coordinator, Ron Brown, director of
student
ministry.
Thank you, Bodie. My teaser today is it's man versus nature.
Not supposed to say teaser, bro.
Yeah.
Not supposed to say teaser.
That out.
Sorry, I said teaser.
We don't want them to know we're actually teasing them.
Teaser. Man versus nature, huh? What's up, Mike
What's
Shelton?
What's up, everybody? This senior is high Mike director. Shelton, senior high director. And daylight savings time started 6 days early, started this morning.
What?
Okay.
Well, it's supposed to start on Saturday.
Okay, that's confusing.
And it actually started today.
No, it didn't.
But that's what he wants us to find out about.
Melissa Miller, looking
that
good today in
like
your pink
teaser.
Shirt.
Thank you, David. I really appreciate people people, let's stop and have a moment. David gave me a compliment. Thank you.
You look good in pink. So does Bodie, though.
I look pretty in pink.
That's true. I do.
That's kind of weird. Okay. I've got a big deal today.
Teaser.
I have to call somebody out on this team today.
Yes. Okay.
Oh,
no,
dear. No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
David's giving me the signal that it's just going to bomb.
Hey.
It sounds really good, but David's like, no, don't do that. It's just...
People,
you're being misled.
If you want me,
Sarah
to
Beth
Vasky.
Here comes the good
Sarah
one.
Beth, the administrative assistant for student ministries, with a little wave in her hair this morning.
Teaser.
Well, I'm kind of sad and nervous to report that our beloved Melissa learned something new about her this morning in our staff meeting, and it's very dark.
Teaser.
I'm just real sad about this too, actually.
How dark?
It's dark. Raging.
It's not raging. Let's not go overboard.
Well, my
here,
name's
people.
David Peniel, and contrary to what Bodie and Mike told everybody at Wake on Sunday morning, I am still the director of the junior high ministry
how
at Watermark
happen?
Community Church. I don't know how you guys got me fired and rehired and
no,
everything
we
happened.
We never rehired you. We actually
but,
fired you twice.
I actually got approached by a person this week, and they asked me for my autograph.
Oh.
I got approached
teaser.
And I got asked for an autograph.
I don't see that as a teaser.
That's legit, man. Have you ever gotten approached and someone asked you for your autograph?
I think I already know
actually,
why somebody asked you that. I think I can call it.
I've been approached a lot of times about that.
You have?
Yeah, because he was
Patrick Swayze?
I was famous. No, this is for me, myself.
Really?
Patrick Bodenhausen, I want your autograph.
Wow.
Yeah. I did too.
Yeah.
For college real? Basketball.
This week?
College basketball.
There you go,
this
dude.
Week I am.
Okay.
All right, I totally know why you got it. I think I know why.
Teaser.
Forget y'all.
Oh, people, we are wheels off today.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, more teasers.
I'm sure right,
well,
hey, sweater.
Let's. You know, we have time.
We have
Todd's
time.
Todd's not here. We're just waiting for him. We're just waiting for him.
Todd, how about your teaser? Go ahead.
Not this out.
Todd's not here, Bron.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, well, you know, Bron, man versus nature. Intriguing.
That's what I need right there in the background.
David!
Intriguing.
Okay, let me tell you man versus nature.
Here we go.
The last two weekends I've camped out, and this last weekend I was camping out in sub-zero temperatures.
It wasn't sub-zero.
It was not sub-zero.
It felt like sub-zero.
Hey, you know what? Like, first time, just sorry to add into yours, first time I went camping, first and only time I went camping down here, it snowed. And you guys know it, you guys. We don't get much snow down
there.
There
you
here
go.
In Texas.
Good job, Bodie.
Bodie, good kid.
Hey, but
no,
I was camping
it
out.
Snowed. It was
I was
awesome.
Camping out in what felt like sub-zero temperatures, and Braden wakes up at 6 again, which I love.
He wet the bed?
And he's like, no. But he was really bored, and he was like, Dad, I'm bored. Can I get up? And I was like, no, it's 6. And then we ended up doing math equations from 6:30 to 7.
With
I'm
shadows.
A lame dad.
Hold
with
on
shadows.
A second.
With
hold on a second. Your son woke up at 6, was bored. You made him lay there till 6:30,
right.
And he was still bored, and so you helped him out with his boredom by doing math equations.
And I'm telling you, he loves it. He goes, yeah, that'd be cool. And I was like,
what
is 330 minus 183?
Would it kill you to wake up, go pick up some sticks, and bash them against trees and break them? That would be more fun.
Dude, grow a beard.
Oh, I didn't think
for
of that.
Who?
Thanks, David.
Teaser. Sticks against
yeah, you bash
a tree.
It's awesome. You get a big stick.
Ladies
yeah,
and gentlemen, that
and you
concludes.
Find, you find the trees that are weak, and you like
teaser.
Push them over. And
yeah,
like,
that's so fun to do on
the
boys
trips.
Are so weird. Y'all just confirmed it.
And
that's
then you
just weird.
Never mind.
Ladies
right.
and gentlemen, that concludes once again my teaser.
Can you say that any more times?
Yes.
Bodie, what else interested you?
Well. Mike's teaser.
Oh, man.
Very intriguing.
Teaser.
Well, let me preface this by saying I watched the movie Premonition over the weekend. And so, if any of you have seen that, it's a little...
Is that with Sandra
Bullock?
Just a little bit scoopy. Spooky.
Teaser.
All right, so anyway, I wake up this morning at 6... And I go to the gym, and when I get there...
Wait a minute. Is Scoopy scary and poopy combined?
Sorry.
That's a good one, Bron.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry. So I'm working out, and 24 Hour Fitness has this clock thing in the middle of their
right.
gym. and it's got a clock like that goes different little clocks that go all the way around, and I look at it and it says 5:45, and then I'm like freaked out. I'm like, wait a minute, I woke up at 6. How is it 5:45?
And then okay, so I fell asleep at 24 hours. Yeah, that's where I
Mike,
fell
listen.
So anyway, I continue my work. Reality, no, listen.
Listen, if you had a premonition, reality is only a nightmare away.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Google.
That concludes Mike's teaser.
Hey, Melissa.
That was kind of bad.
It got even worse, and nobody wants to know about it.
It got worse spooky than a clock that's set wrong?
The story continues. Watermark.
Well, it got so continues spooky.
The story continues next week.
Oh.
Be like Daylight Savings Part
Listeners,
2.
Listeners, just we'll so you know, my story is better than everybody else's.
All right, let's
go
move
ahead
on. Bodhi,
it concludes Mike's
story
teaser.
Mel is going to call one of us out, so Mel, call us out.
First, I feel like I have to go ahead and just follow up and say, Mike, that was pitiful.
No, you didn't even give it a chance.
It was. It
give
was
my a, teaser a chance.
And it was a
we
little
did
whiny.
Yeah. You know something? You're whiny, Mel.
Whoa.
Cranky.
My teaser was so awesome.
Okay, maybe enough of
all the listeners
that
are on the edge of their seat wondering what happened.
Oh, David, really? Tonight.
All right, now let's tell us about
there's so much gasping going on.
Here's what I have to say. It's really
funny. Oh, wait a minute.
People.
Wait, guys, Melissa is going to call somebody out.
Podcast.
No, we can't.
Call somebody out, Mel.
Okay, Bron.
I mean, love you, mean it,
but what the tail are you doing with your small group boys? Two weeks in a row, they have gotten up and dissed the podcast. Discipleship! What's going on?
Oh, that's so true. Thanks for your teaser, man.
Yeah, and that was worse than mine.
No, it wasn't.
It was great, Mel.
It
compared to
guys,
mine, that was a
all these people
gun
watching us are just getting tired of watching gasping. Let's bring the conflict down.
I'll try to get my boys discipled and get them on the podcast.
Guys, I know
I
we
agree
need. We need
I mean, Carter
more
family
kids bot.
That's right. Bring it.
I don't whisper because it can't be too loud.
Can't be too
oh
loud.
My gosh.
Can't breathe too loud. My girl's in.
That
how
is
can
such a good song.
I know, exactly. Why are kids singing that?
Why are kids singing that song?
I know,
song
exactly. That's why I brought it up. I was like, that's a horrible song that kids are singing to.
Why are they doing that?
Oh my gosh.
That's awful.
Why can't they do, you're an angel waiting for wings. Sorry,
wow.
All right, Sarah Beth, or who are we going to next? Are we done with teasers?
No,
they've been
Sarah
so
Beth
bad today.
No, they're really good. Sarah Beth.
Mine's
really
the best
good
so far.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time
just
for
kidding
Sarah Beth's
just kidding
teaser.
We'll just skip over Sarah Beth and go to David. Okay, I didn't mean that. Sarah Beth, go for it.
Well, I was just going to say this morning in our little meeting, Melissa has new shoes, and they're really cute, and I was just kind of observing them. Look like little flowers, but they're skulls.
Oh,
what?
Sick. That's so sad.
Spooky.
Okay, skulls all over her shoes.
Melissa's gone gothic.
No,
pink
I didn't
gothic
know
Melissa.
Black fingernails are next.
I didn't know they were skulls.
Oh
I
my
thought they
gosh
were flowers.
Oh, skulls.
That's sad. Skulls. So do I have to not wear them anymore?
No, wait, you didn't
perfect
know
for
they were
Halloween,
skulls?
Satan's little holiday.
They're small, David.
I'm sorry.
They're so small.
This is Melissa's favorite song now.
Melissa walks around with black teardrops tattooed under her eyes.
Do not.
She's like, I've got skulls.
No.
Okay, listen, it's not your fault. You just don't have a good eyesight.
It's so
all right
true, sad, but true.
Nightmares
this is the
only.
This is the podcast of teasers because Todd Wagner didn't show up.
Listen, he'll be here any minute.
Any
we
minute
can't dog him the whole show because he's our boss.
So, Bodhi!
We can dog him. David, let's get to yours.
Mike, what's your guess? I forgot what
dude,
it was.
You spoke at Pine
is
Cove this weekend,
yep,
and everybody thought you were so awesome they wanted your autograph.
They thought
that
you
were
is
Clay
so
Aiken
awkward.
Clay
that
Aiken
is so awkward. That's exactly what happened, though.
Of course. You're like a superstar.
I've never
shirts
had that happen before.
Okay,
shirt?
Look.
No, they have these little
good
notebooks
communicator. You're trendy.
You are trendy.
Kind of like a rock star showing up for the weekend. Of course they want your autograph.
They have these little notebooks, and it has my picture inside of it in a little bio, and this kid comes up with a notebook open and is like, will you sign my notebook?
You bet, Scoopy.
Did you put your headshot in there, your regular headshot that you give out to agencies and
David,
stuff?
Yeah. You're famous.
And I signed it, and I wrote my favorite Bible verse, and I go, that's my favorite Bible verse. Check it out.
Check it out. What's your favorite? What'd you put? What's your verse?
Romans 12, 1 and 2. Which Bron used last night in his message. Just one.
Yes, he did.
Just verse
good.
One. I was waiting for two to roll out.
Nah, I didn't need
two. No, he didn't.
One topic, David.
Hang on to those autographs because they're going to be big.
So that's awkward, though. That was awkward.
It is awkward.
Yeah. Oh, it's
well,
not
see,
awkward.
I always
You're
had
famous.
To sign, like, foreheads and arms and stuff.
For what?
At, like, Comedy City, they thought, oh, it would be funny if you signed my forehead, sign my arm, take a picture, all this
That's
kind of stuff.
That's kind of weird.
The camp was the same way, though. I mean, it was...
Yeah, at camp, I did get some of that.
Yeah.
That's
anyway,
awesome.
Moving on. Jesus. We are going to be doing... We're going to play a game, Finish This Song, with Bron Brown.
Ready!
David's going to head this up for us.
Yeah, Bodie, we've played this game before with you finishing Michael W. Smith songs, me finishing Stephen Curtis Chapman songs, but Bron has always been so cocky, so outspoken, so proud about how he knows every 1980s one-hit wonder that's ever been played. So I'm going to challenge him. I've got the iTunes Essentials 80s one-hit wonders. I'm going to play a clip of a song and stop it, and you've got to finish it wherever I stop.
All right, David.
All right, Bodie, cut the music. Here we go, Bron. You ready?
I know that one.
It's instrumental right now.
Here it comes. Here it comes. You ready?
Ray! Somebody bet you'll be able to see me.
Sorry, bro. Can you name the song and the artist?
Yes. Dexy's Midnight Runners is the name of the group, and that is Come on, Eileen.
All right, but you don't know the words to that song.
Well, the verse
Try
is
this
a little...
One.
Tony, Basil, Mickey, and right. It's, here we go.
Oh, Mickey, what a pity you don't understand. You take me by the heart when you trick me by the hand. Oh, Mickey, what a...
All right, let's see if you know this one. Let's hope we get another extended instrumental here on this iTunes clip.
Alrighty.
It's connecting.
That's Thomas Dolby. She blinded me with science.
Here comes the words.
It's poetry in motion.
Dude, 80s songs stink. They don't even have any words.
Unbelievable.
All right, that's from the basics. Let's go on to the next step. See if you know this one.
This gets harder.
When you worry, you make that's easy.
Oh, we know that.
Don't Worry, Be Happy by...
Come on.
Oh, I can see
Come on, dude. Come on.
He's an African-American gentleman. Fairly nice looking.
Seriously.
I can't remember his name. Help me out, Sheldon. Oh, Bobby McFerrin.
All right, you got. Hey, from now on, Bron, don't say the artist's name. Listen to the song and then finish the lyrics and then say it afterwards. All right, let's see if you know this one.
All right.
Always wanting more. Feeling you longing for.
Wow.
Black velvet and that little boy smile.
All right, who sings it?
Black velvet. Small Southern style, new religion.
Okay, Bron. Okay, calm down, Bron. Who's that by?
I have no idea.
Really?
I hate to say it. Yes, I do not.
A
know
lot
that
of
one.
Miles.
That was my a guess. A lot of miles.
All right, I've got two more here for you on the next steps. You ready?
Let's do it.
She had hoof prints on her forehead. And incriminating claws marks on her back.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer coming home from our house Christmas Eve.
You
don't believe
it?
There's no such thing as Santa. As for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Who sings it?
Mike Shelton.
No, that's Elmo and Patsy.
No, that was my next guess.
All right, one more from the next steps. Here we go.
Pass the duchy on the left-hand side.
Lonely, breezy afternoon.
How does it feel when you got no food?
You could feel
Dumb to pass the duchy on the left hand side. Pass the duchy.
That's called Pass the Duchy.
Probably,
who's it by?
I have no idea, but that's one of those songs that you think you know the words and you're probably going like, pass the ducky on the left. And you know, you just never know what you're
what
singing.
What does that mean? It's by Musical Youth and it's called Pass the Duchy.
Yeah, that's what was my next guy. All right. I said ducky.
This is from the Deep Cuts collection. These are the ones that are really
just a
obscure.
Couple, 'cause I think people are getting
bored
of
this. Know any of these.
Oh, that is really hard. That's not Golden Earring with bullet when the bullet hits the bone.
Nope.
I know that.
Ooh, that's a good song.
With the bullet.
I do not know.
That was Charlie Sexton with Beats So Lonely.
Oh, that was probably like 22 on the charge or something.
And what it's telling me, and you know, oh girl, that I'm not shy.
Yes, I do. Give me just a little time.
Who
you
is
read,
it?
You read my mind. You know you did. Girl, I won't. Yeah, we can't sing that.
Who
on
is
the,
it?
That is Meryl Stubing. The
no.
Love Boat.
That was Gregory Abbott with a song called Shake You Down.
Yeah,
I don't
that's
know
not
what that
a
means.
Good song.
Shake You
Girl, I want to shake you down. That's not a good song to be put
I'm
on the podcast.
I'm just
repeating that. I'm just saying.
Here, we need to end on a better note.
Let's
here.
End on a better one.
Oh, is this from Beverly Hills Cop?
It was me and the
no.
posse with Bunny D. We were cruising in the dash.
Oh, that's... I know it. Darn it. I have to pass
that's
on that one.
L Trim with Cars with the Boom. And tell me that doesn't sound just like Fergie. Where did who did Fergie
it's
copy?
It's Fergalicious.
A Lamborghini.
Oh, it's exactly the same.
Dude, Fergie is not original.
She's Fergalicious, Fergalicious, Fergalicious.
Wow, wow.
Uh-huh.
Is that it?
All right, well, listen, I didn't do great, but...
Breathe it in, you to miss the miracle of the moment. Okay, that's brand new, Stephen Curtis Chapman. Play anything off the new CD. I've already got it all
oh,
memorized.
Oh, that's on the new CD?
David, yeah.
I didn't mean to
anything
pick that.
Off of this moment.
It's so weird.
Live
almost
in this moment.
Stalker-ish.
Play anything off
dad.
Of this moment.
Okay, hold
it
on.
Came out last old. Tuesday. I've got it memorized.
How about this one?
Okay.
From this moment.
No. Here we go.
I have been blessed.
Listen to this.
Shh. Nope.
Right now, at this very moment, you are being
loved. You are being loved. Right now, in this very moment.
That's sick. All right.
And my heart begins to soar.
All right now, go. Give him the verse.
My dad, every street in London is yours. And it's all yours, God. Yours, God. Everything is yours.
Okay, now it's getting a little awkward. It really is.
I'll just make it sure he's still new.
I can hear.
Cut it.
No, I didn't hear that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You gave me like two words.
It doesn't matter. You said you had a memorized.
I'm sorry. We can't count that one.
All right.
Well, that just about wraps up the podcast.
That's okay, man. It was goodness.
No, that's good. Hopefully next week we will have... We'll have Todd Wagner back.
Pray, people.
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, well, we want to do some. We want to do with Todd Wagner some debate. Look forward to that because
right.
Todd's going to be a good debater.
Todd thinks he's a good debater,
and we'll probably.
Ooh,
some
no, you didn't.
Ooh.
And he called out the pastor. He said he was Scoopy.
It doesn't matter. We didn't get any listener email. Although we do have a lot of listeners.
We have so many listeners, 194 to be exact, Bodie.
Dude, that's awesome.
Pretty
hey,
awesome.
The other
that
thing you
awesome.
Need to pray for is that David gets unstopped up.
I'm not stopped up.
you sound stopped up, dude.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. We've got to get that kicked out. We'll get that suction ball that you used for Chapman. We'll get that out of there.
Nice. All right. Well, hey, coming up at Wake, we've got a new series starting called This Changes Everything. And this Sunday, we're going to have flyers and waivers for the Progressive Riot.
Riot.
All right, what's going on at Shoreline, Mike?
Coming up this Saturday, the much-expected, much-anticipated Draw Wrench Party.
Woo!
Everybody bring a friend. band and also $20 in your registration form with you when you come on Saturday, if you don't bring it by this week. And also, Sunday
Mike,
night,
Mike, I didn't get a registration form at Shoreline. Can I get one on watermarkstudents.com?
You better believe it, buddy. You can download that puppy right off of our website.
All
right,
that's great.
Because that registration form is Scoopy.
Is Slim Pickens going to be there?
Oh, Slim Pickens and T-Tiny Magoo are all going to be there.
Dude, that guy was awesome.
The only person that's not going to be there is Mr. B.
Tell him about this Sunday.
That dude was awesome. And by the way, this Sunday night coming up, we're going to have an amazing night of worship with Jeff Capps and just a really cool time of high school students sharing their stories and their testimonies. Don't miss that Sunday night, high school students.
And maybe some more teasers.
Word up.
Anything else, Bron?
That's all we got, buddy. Let's wrap this thing up. Right.
Well, just to make sure, just so listeners know where they can email us at, Mel?
People, send us emails. We are bored. We would like for you to send us emails.
That's not true.
Watermarkstudents@gmail.com.
Awesome. All right. Well, that is episode 30 of Watermark Student Ministry Podcast. I am Bodie. Out.
I think people should get a cake and put 30 candles on it to celebrate 30 great episodes of our podcast. Bronny B out.
Mikey Mike out.
Melissa out.
Basti out.
Pignol out.
Yeah.
That's the way you do a podcast.